So let's review. The Gemara begins by asking, Minayin l'revi b'kodesh hu pasul? How do we know our Mishnah is ruling that kodesh can become a revi l'tuma? The Gemara answers that it's a kal v'chomer. The Gemara answers that we know from the Torah that kodesh can become a shlish l'tuma. D'chsev, b'habasar sheyiga b'chol tamei lo yechol. For the pasuk says, and the meat which touches something tamei may not be eaten, and mi lo yaskinun denoga b'sheni, v'kam rachman lo yechol. Even a sheni l'tuma is described as tamei. Therefore, the Torah teaches us that even if a sheni l'tuma touches kodesh meat, the kodesh becomes a shlish l'tuma. Revi mikal v'chomer hodam aron. The fact that kodesh can become a revi l'tuma derived from a kal v'chomer from mechusa kippurim. Uma mechusa kippurim shemuta b'truma pasul b'kodesh shlishi shepasul b'truma ain a din shias revi l'kodesh. If a mechusa kippurim who may eat truma makes kodesh pasul, then a shlish l'tuma, which is pasul b'truma, will certainly make a revi l'tuma for kodesh. The Gemara continues to discuss the next part of the Mishnah, which taught that, with regard to kodesh, if one hand is tamei, both hands must be immersed. Amar Rav Shizvi, b'chiburin shan, avashalei b'chiburin loy. Rav Shizvi taught that this is only true if the hand which is tamei touches the tar hand while the tar hand is holding the kodesh. However, if the tamei hand is not touching the tar hand while the tar hand is holding the kodesh remains tahar. However, the Gemara refutes Rav Shizvi and says that if the hands are not touching, the kodesh becomes tamei. The Gemara goes on to demonstrate that according to Rabbi Yechon and Amrish Lakish, Echad yadoi ve'echad yad chaveroi bo'isa hayad lifsel avaloi l'tamei. The tamei hand has the ability to transmit tumah to another hand, whether it's the same person's hand or whether it's somebody else's hand. Furthermore, it's only the originally tamei hand which spreads tumah. A hand that became tamei from the originally tamei hand cannot transmit tumah. Also, the tamei hand only makes the kodesh pasul, not tamei, meaning a revi l'tuma, not a shlish l'tuma. However, the Gemara notes that v'lipsoil avaloi l'tamei tanoihi. It's a machlikas tanoim whether or not the tamei hand makes kodesh merely pasul or whether it makes a tamei. The Tanya, yad neguva mitamei es chaverta l'tamei b'kodesh avaloi l'truma divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda omer oisa yad lipsoil avaloi l'tamei. According to Rabbi, a dry tamei hand has the ability to make a tar hand tamei to the degree that it makes kodesh tamei, whereas according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, the second hand will only make the kodesh pasul, not tamei. The Gemara next elaborates on the Mishnah's ruling that eichlin neguvin biyadayim misoyevos. Dry food may be eaten with tamei hands if it's truma, but not if it's kodesh. The Gemara explains that the chiddush of this case is that even if he's eating the kodesh in such a way that he doesn't touch the kodesh directly, for instance, somebody feeds him, or he uses a toothpick to place the food directly into his mouth, nevertheless, he's not allowed to eat chulin food together with the kodesh, because we're concerned that he might put the chulin into his mouth with his tamei hand and make the kodesh food in his mouth tamei. The Gemara goes on to explain that the reason why a mechusa kippurim and an oinin have to go to the mikvah before they're allowed to eat kodesh is since up until now they were prohibited from eating kodesh, the rabbis required them to immerse in a mikvah. The daf concludes with a mishnah that elaborates upon the stringencies that apply to truma that do not apply to kodesh. We'll elaborate on the mishnah on the next daf, but to summarize, the mishnah notes that ame ha'aretz are believed with regard to the tahara of kodesh all year round, whereas they're only believed with regard to the tahara of truma at certain times during the year.